In today's entertainment news, ladies, as the nephew used to say when he did his tip.
Ladies.
Say it, nephew. All right, are you sitting down, ladies? This is some devastating news. Reggae John Page, you may not be very familiar with that name, but if I say the Duke of Hastings from Bridgerton, okay, then you know who Reggae John Page is. Well, he's not returning. Yeah, he's not returning for season 2 of Bridgerton.
What?
What? He's right. Yeah.
He's the reason why I watch it.
Also is the fellas too. Okay.
You know what? Man to man, that brother was putting it down. He was bringing it. He was bringing it.
Yeah. What are we going to talk about?
Yeah, he's not going to be on it. Lady Whistledon posted on the announcement page last Friday. This past Friday, she said, "Dear readers, we bid adieu to Reggae John Page, who played the Duke of Hastings. The Duke of Hastings is not coming back for season 2. Reggae John Page also posted a statement on Instagram saying, "It has been an absolute pleasure to be your Duke."
No.
He went on to thank the cast and crew and also said, "It's been beyond anything I could have imagined. The love is real and keep growing."
This is an outrage.
It really is. What are we supposed to do now?
Shonda Rhimes.
Let me say this. Hold on. Shonda, you got to fix this now. now this too much. Shonda.
Bridgerton is going on here.
This is like Carrie not being on Scandal, Shonda. This is what this is doing to us.
I'm not following all the breaks.
Come on, man, let's fix this.
We gotta fix this. Featheringtons and this is too much. This is too much right here.
Who y'all? They ain't got no more light skinned pretty boys from England that could do this. Let this man do this.
They're going to find someone to take his place. Hopefully, he'll make us forget all about Reggae John Page, but...
That'll be a tough one, though. That's not good right there.
Yeah, it's really not. He was the draw.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, that's heartbreaking. Yeah. It is. Oh, wait. Can we move on? Is everyone okay?
No, everybody ain't all right, Shirley.
He ain't coming back.
We got to talk about this and other entertainment news. Congratulations to another power couple, our very own nephew Tommy and his beautiful wife, Jackie Miles.
Yay! Saw it. Saw Jack.
How beautiful was she? I made the news. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yo, entertainment news, you and Jackie. The season premiere, you guys hosted together. That was a nice surprise. You told us you had some surprises, Tommy, and that was a great surprise. Please tell Jackie from all of us, she did a great job. We were very, very proud of her.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
What's up, Jay?
She looked beautiful. Jack. And she was great. Yeah, we loved it. So have her on some more, Tommy. Yeah.
I was worried for her because I wanted her to do good. And I knew she was nervous. And I just wanted her to do a good job. I think she did pretty
good. She did great.
Yeah. You couldn't tell. She was very natural. I could tell you made her feel at ease. Yeah.
You're going to take my job, Junior?
No, she's going to take your job. It's going to be a new host. Okay.
And you can't say nothing.
All right. But
as long
anyway,
as that check keep coming to this house.
All right, it's time to move on. Time for headlines. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, and good morning. President Biden issued an Easter Day message yesterday on what was the nation's second Easter dealing with the pandemic, a fact he acknowledged in his message.
As you celebrate this most holy day, we know many are still going without familiar comforts of the season. The virus is not gone. And so many of us still feel the longing and loneliness of distance.
However, the latest travel numbers suggest that a lot of Americans are not letting distance stand between family and friends. In fact, the TSA says it's counted more than 1.5 million people at the nation's airports. That's the highest number since the start of the pandemic over a year ago. So a lot of folks apparently are getting out and traveling. Meanwhile, as the CDC says that fully vaccinated folks are at low risk when they travel, they're still advising folks to refrain from all non-essential travel. Testimony resumes in Minneapolis today in the Derek Chauvin George Floyd murder trial. Last week, witnesses testified to the horror of seeing the white ex-cop kneeling on Mr. Floyd's neck for almost 10 minutes. And in a rare occurrence, the so-called blue wall of silence came down. Fellow officers, usually known to cover up and even lie for each other, admitted that what Derek Chauvin did amounted to intentional murder.
Have you ever, in all the years you've been working for the Minneapolis Police Department, been trained to kneel on the neck of someone who is handcuffed behind their back in a prone position?
No, I haven't. If your knee is on a person's neck, that can kill him.
And that was the head of the Homicide Division, Lieutenant Richard Zimmerman. Derek Chauvin has pled not guilty to second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. In Great Britain, on the heels of a report that claims there's no systematic racism in England, a report denounced by most non-white Brits, thousands of demonstrators hit the streets of London and cities all over Britain over the weekend to protest government plans to increase police powers. In the end, over 100 people were arrested. And sadly, multi-platinum rapper and actor DMX still reportedly on life support in an upstate New York hospital after suffering a heart attack, possibly related to a drug overdose, possibly. His family's holding a vigil outside the hospital this evening. His longtime manager says that DMX is brain dead. News of his condition has prompted a flood of prayer and support from fans and other celebrities like Missy Elliott, Rick Ross, Ja Rule, Ice-T, and Chance the Rapper. His lawyer for the last 25 years, Murray Richmond.
I'm not in touch with any doctors. I'm in touch with members of the family, and that's the source of my information. I pray for him. I hope that he's going to make it. But I have, well, I'm concerned.
We all are. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.